joined in the studio this morning. It's Laura Fairbank joining us. Morning, Laura.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good, good, good. You've come over from Halifax. You work for the RFL.
I do.
But just explain exactly what you do with the RFL.
So I'm a competitions manager in the community game. I look after the Northwest and education sectors. So it's mainly community game work, and I also do some stuff with the professional game. So it's just really operations functions, getting matches on, helping the clubs out, things like that.
Been difficult getting matches on with the weather in the last week though, hasn't it really?
We have 70 teams in Northwest Men's League and we had one game on last Saturday.
So, really?
Yeah.
Good Lord, yeah.
That's impressive, one game.
Yeah, you did well to get one game on.
They had a 3G pitch. That was the reason why.
That makes a change, doesn't it, really? I must admit, you know, there was lots of teams trying to get them. I was over at the Wakefield game and, you know, having tents over the pitch and volunteers coming in to try and scrape off the terraces. It was just unbelievable, wasn't it, last weekend?
Yeah.
So tell us a little. You've been with the RFL for about 10 years and you're going to be running the London Marathon alongside a few other people.
Yeah, so there's four of us that make up the Rugby Football League's team.
Yeah.
So we had four places gifted by Prince Harry, who's the patron of the Rugby Football League. He obviously has access to charity places. So we went into a ballot. 8th of December, we found out who it would be, who'd been selected. So it was myself, Karen Moorhouse, who's the Director of Legal and Operations, David Connor, who's the Director of the People Department, which is like HR, and Becky Allott, who is the Performance and Development Officer. So we're all running it together, but Karen and David are a bit quicker than me and Becky.
Right.
But yeah, it's a team that we've put together. And we were tasked with finding three rugby league related charities to support.
Okay, which charities are you supporting?
So we've gone for the Rugby League Benevolent Fund.
Right.
Who obviously support families and players who've suffered serious injuries or sometimes death.
Yeah.
We've gone for the Danny Jones Defibrillator Fund.
Brilliant.
Which relies solely on donations.
That's
and
right.
Fundraising. So that provides defibs for community clubs, professional clubs, but also they've expanded that to not just rugby league clubs, so it's other sporting organisations and communities.
Yeah.
Obviously providing life-saving equipment, and then not directly rugby league related, but the Motor Neurone Disease Association. There's a few players that have suffered through the disease. So currently we've got Phil Stevenson, who used to play at Keighley. Nick Smith, he unfortunately died recently. He played at Siddle. Mike Gregory and the Burgess family. So we're hoping that, obviously, it's not a direct rugby league issue, but there are people within our community that are suffering due to the disease, so that's why we picked that one as well.
No, some great charities you've chosen there. Yeah. Are you like a keen runner yourself? Were you thinking, oh, I really want to? Have you run marathons before?
No.
Okay.
So me and Becky are in a similar sort of position.
Right.
Always been on the bucket list. Never really known mentally how anybody does 26 miles, but wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Had the opportunity. Thought it was probably too good to pass up.
Yeah.
We've all run half marathons before, so I'm in a running club with Lizzie Jones, Danny's wife, North Iron Pumas. So we do all run, but me and Becky definitely haven't done anything of this distance. Karen, she's also in a running club, but she is a mad keen fell runner, and in January just decided to go up to North Yorkshire and run round Wernside, Penigent, 19 miles.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I do that every weekend.
Every Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. Sunday morning before breakfast.
Yeah, but you know.
Crumbs.
It will all be a challenge for all of us, and I think that's part of it. You know, we all want to do it as a challenge to ourselves. But
yeah.
The main thing is to get those funds into our rugby league community to help people when they're struggling the most.
Have you stepped up your training then yet? Have you started? How much training are you doing right now?
So me and Becky, we did 15, 16 miles on Sunday last week. So that wasn't too bad. We were expecting to basically be like, no, we're not doing it. But we did all right with that. So we've all entered the same 20-mile race on the 18th of March.
Right.
Then we'll have another couple of weeks and then it goes into a taper, which obviously reduced down the mileage, and then it's the big day on the 22nd of April.
Oh, that's when it is, 22nd of April, right, yeah. Okay, okay.
So, yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I'm hoping that the crowd will get us through, and obviously the thought of the charities, so... we've currently got just short of £1,700 in.
And oh, brilliant.
It's four, so we're nearly at halfway.
Right.
But we obviously welcome any donation that anyone wants to give.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah, you're stepping up with a bit of fancy dress.
I think the challenge is big enough for most of us. Karen did have the idea of continuously passing a rugby ball between the four of us.
if you drop it.
Exactly. Damage. And once Karen and David go, I don't know how she expects to pass the ball that far back to me and Becky. So we wrote that off pretty early doors.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. Well, what sort of kit are you going to run in? Are you going to run in a rugby league shirt or...?
We've had vests specially made, which are due to arrive today. So, Glyn Bell, who works for Leeds Rhinos, he's organised that with Bulldog Sports on Leeds, Leeds Road, I think he's on. So they've pulled that together. So we've got his name on all the charities. So hopefully we'll get a lot of support as we go around. But no, we've not gone for like a shirt, like a club specific, because we're supporting the whole of the league. So
okay. Who do you support yourself?
Not really allowed to.
Oh, you're not allowed? Are you really? You must have grown up and sort of had at least when you were a kid, you must have supported someone.
So I grew up in Halifax. Yeah. So my dad always used to take us to Thrum Hall when we were younger. And then when I was 11, my dad died actually refereeing a rugby match. He had a heart attack. So the charities we've chosen are particularly close to
with
my
the DFib.
Heart.
Yeah, exactly.
He always used to take us then, and I was really lucky. People within the rugby league community, the benevolent fund at that time didn't exist, but the community still gave support. So there was a lady who lived in the same village as us. She bought me and my sister a season ticket. So we used to go and watch Halifax. We used to do fundraising for the academy team, which ironically Danny played in. So again, the rugby league community is so small that you end up having all those connections, but that's what's great about it, that everyone does support everyone. But since I've worked at the AFL, I can't really have a club to support. But
that must be quite difficult as well in a game that you love. I would imagine that's quite hard.
You kind of just switch off to it.
Yeah.
Because you're doing your job.
Yeah.
But,
But you've been there 10 years. You must love the job.
I do. And I love the game and I love the people in it. The people are fantastic. I love in the community game the volunteers. They turn out every week. They don't expect anything back. There's no money involved. They just do it because they love the game. And that's brilliant for me.
Yeah.
That's the beauty about rugby league, isn't it? Yeah. It's still got its character.
Yeah, and
its
values.
Where other sports have lost it.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that the community and its values are what makes rugby league what it is. You know, in the worst times, it shows its real true values and its true characters, and everyone comes out and supports them, which is why the Benevolent Fund is great, because when something does happen, they are there for everyone who needs that level of support.
Yeah. And you're quite right. And it is. I know you hear it all the time at the grounds where rugby league is a family game. But it is an absolute family game, isn't it? It's a proper community spirit to it.
Yeah. I think anyone who's had or has got a connection with rugby league, you always keep that close to you. It never really leaves you.
Yeah. So if people want to sponsor you, if people want to back you for doing the London Marathon, how do they do that?
So we've got a Just Giving page. If they search for Just Giving RFL London Marathon, it should bring the page up. And you can just donate. You don't have to have an account. You can just donate as a one-off. Or if anybody who knows us wants to give us money, we can put that on as an offline donation.
Right.
We're going all right at the moment. We've got support from Kevin Sinfield.
Oh, brilliant.
He donated some money. The match officials have been great. Ben Thaler, he said to me that if I do it under 4 hours, he will double it and he'll run it in 2019.
Oh, but my word.
I think he's pretty safe because I'm not going to do it in under 4 hours.
What sort of time do you think you're going to do it in? Are you worried about times, or are you just thinking, I just want to get around there?
for Karen and David, I would imagine that they probably will do it under four.
Right, really? They're that good?
Yeah.
Wow.
For me and Becky, I am slower than Becky, but it's just a case of getting round. I've had a couple of operations since I found out I was having it, so I just want to finish it. I just want to
just get round,
get it done, yeah. And then never ever run a marathon again.
Never run again.
Well, you don't need to do it, do you? You should do the London Marathon. That, like you say, that is bucket list stuff.
Yeah.
I think you'll just be spurned on by the crowd. You know, it's all the sights and what you're running past. A friend of mine did it, and he said I only really realised I was running about 15 miles in.
Right.
And then it was like, oh right, yeah. Now I'm starting to feel tired because everything sort of like got. It was just so exciting and just like, yeah. Just forgot about it all, really.
I'm hoping at least the first 2-3 miles goes by.
Yeah.
You are just distracted by
the atmosphere. I think you will be. We wish you the very best of luck. We'll keep in contact, you know, we'll obviously give you as much support as we can here, but well done.
Thank you.
And for doing it, and good luck. And thanks for coming in this morning. Really appreciate your time.
Cheers.
Thanks a lot.